Back here at Dove Valley, John, after players had a day off on Sunday, now day 12 of camp, I guess this far in, some things that have jumped out, maybe little surprises that you're happy to see so far, just basically other than what we've seen out here. What stood out to you this far into camp?
You know, I think that, the young guys have got better. I think you look at Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman on the offensive side and what they've done, and, you know, their comfort zone, the comfort level with Peyton as well as the offense, I think has really jumped out. And then the guys that we've brought in this offseason, how fast they've gelled on the defensive side. So, you know, we're getting, you know, like you said, day 12 into camp and had the scrimmage on Saturday, and I think we're getting to the point now where everybody's itching to play somebody else.
Right.
So it'll be good to get to Thursday night and be able to hit somebody else other than ourselves.
You and the personnel staff, you guys are upstairs in your conference room watching all the film from these practices out here. What are you looking for that shows you that communication is there? The guys are gelling. The younger guys are doing what you want them to do. What are you looking for when you're looking at that film?
Well, I mean, I think you look at it. Number one, it's the assignments. And you know, they're doing a tremendous job in pass protection, which is obviously a number one goal for us on the offensive side, especially at the running back position. So they've done a great job there. But I think, you know, you're looking for everybody. You're looking, you know, we've got 87 guys out here that are all trying to make the top 53. And so it's a very competitive camp. We have a lot of very good football players out here. And so, you know, they're making our decisions awful tough, which is where we want it.
Right. We just learned of Monte Ball needing an appendectomy. He's going to miss some time. Coach Fox was asked if he was worried about Monte losing those reps. Can he come back and be the player everyone thought he would be coming into camp? Any concern there, or you feel he'll be fine?
You know, I think he'll be fine. You know, you never want to see that happen. But I think if there's a good time for it to happen, it's now. Monte's come in. He's had a tremendous camp. He's shown that he feels much more comfortable in what he's doing. And so, you know, it might be a slight setback, but he'll be out for a couple weeks. And so we'll be able to get him back and get him going before we open the season.
He talks about that game coming up here. Finally, these guys get a chance to hit someone other than each other. Happens to be Seattle. It's still a preseason game, though. What do you want to see from the first team offense and defensively? All this talk off season about defense. Finally get to show where they've come a little bit, look at a series to kind of show that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously with the first team, they'll probably go a series or two, and we'll get a good look at them. But, you know, this is really the training time for the young guys and, you know, for those guys to step up and see if they can make this football team. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see our guys against somebody else. And I think it's a lot easier to evaluate players when they're playing against somebody else. Plus, they're going to be under the lights. And you know, for a lot of these young guys, it's the first time. And so it'll be a good experience for them. And, you know, we're going against a very good football team in Seattle, defending world champions. And so it'll be a good test for us.